We both understand that, and our leader also announced that this is a lose-lose game. So, in order to have a win-win, we both nations, you cannot move Cambodia to anywhere, you cannot move Thailand to anywhere. So, we better come to a consensus where the point is reached. So, that's why saving life is the most important. Let's say 1 hour from now, both sides agree to be on the table and then start the communication route and a truth table. Then, this would be a very good idea. They always ask for the bilateral. Then now is a good time for bilateral to talk. And then both sides extend the hand and we start talking again. Even not shaking hand, but we can chanting through the Buddhism way. And then both sides will accept no blame game, no losing face. So people will work together on this base and a fair level playing field. Because the Thai Prime Minister have already denounced and walked out from the joint declaration. And others, many other mechanisms that are already in place. And they say this is a military work and military affair. So this is not right. Government is the one who rule the country. It's not the military who rule the country. Life is losing every second, every minute. You cannot play with the word. You have to play with the action. So that's why you come with the action, don't play with performance, then don't lie to the world. You have to be a truth maker, then you find the peace. And for Cambodia side, we always open the door, and even we knock at the minute now, we can reach our leader, and our leader will be responsible to come for the table. But who is now responsible from the other side? They should have some people responsible that we can say yes or no, we can de-escalate. Landmine is not an excuse for the war. Landmine is a kind of object for humanitarian that we all are member state to demand and to make the land free. So as long as you understand, landmine is not an objective to be an excuse as a pretext for war.
All the
It's
problems in the
devastating.
world.
It's devastating because you have thousand, 100,000 people are missing their home and they have to leave home. At midnight in the early morning, children crying on the street, and they have no place, and we are not prepared for bunker or shelter. So those they have to move far away, and some of rural people they don't have any means or vehicle to move away. So they have to stay in the tunnel or maybe some others whatever they safe the closest to their home. So losing their life of the civilian, losing the life of the military, and also the property. Of course, we are not a very rich nation, but we understand the value of life.